Why Not by Phiax and Gothic Lolita, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Tony was terrible at a surprisingly large number of things, including but not limited to naming things, stopping his impulsive urges, and taking proper care of himself. As a result of two of these things, Tony bought a coffee shop. Admittedly, he hadn't slept in 2.5 days, and at the time, buying a coffee shop sounded very, very good. "Fuck you, roadie, this is a great idea," was probably uttered at some point. The Two Beans coffee shop, 4 minutes from the tower, had closed just when Tony really, really needed a coffee. Utterly furious over this, Tony took to the internet and bought the two-car garage across the road from the tower and set to create designs for a coffee shop like no other. "Why not, Pepper? This is a good idea. You've always said I get too wrapped up in all the work for SI. A coffee shop like this is a great idea to distract me from it." Tony was not going to be thrown off his idea for his coffee shop, and he would not rest until the plans were finished. Although, he might just take a super quick power nap now. Yes, of course, Pepper, on the way to nap now. As it turns out, opening a coffee shop was actually hard. Harder than Tony expected, at least. But it was better than trying to run a global tech conglomerate, so Tony could handle it. If he could stare down corporate giants and the U.S. government over shutting down Stark Industries' weapons division, he could handle the baby steps of starting up a new business from scratch. Probably. And it was actually coming along quite well. "Thank you very much for the support, Pepper. I can do this." Tony built and designed the interior of the shop from scratch, turning a garage into what had to be any hipster's wet dream. The hardest part, unironically, ended up being the damned coffee itself. Trying to find where was the best place to get the beans from, how local was local, what creamer brands to use, learning the coffee lingo. Because apparently there was a huge difference between a macchiato and a frappuccino and all that shit. All in all, it took 6 months to put the coffee shop together, and half of that time was devoted to learning an entirely new language of how to speak coffee. And yes, Tony was bad at names. But Why Not was a funny name. Shut the hell up, roadie. Tony hired needed staff, but left a spot open for himself as a part-time barista, because why not? That way he could at least make sure his staff was the best of the best, like that undercover boss TV show. It was actually sort of nice to get away from SI and just work a menial job. Tony had been afraid his face was too recognizable, but apparently a pair of hipster black frame glasses and an apron worked well enough as a disguise. Superman had the right idea, Tony surmised. Tony knew with the shutdown of Two Beans, he'd have enough patrons to, at the very least, break even in costs, but he didn't expect business to boom. He already had a 5-star rating on Yelp. "See, Pepper, I told you I could pull this off." People had already begun asking if Why Not would become a chain and if they could open up a second shop on the other side of town. Tony was loving it. Whoever started the rumor that Tony Stark was only a successful businessman because Howard built SI before him could kiss Tony's iced macchiato. That was actually a good slogan. Pepper, write that down. We could start up a merch line with that. Steve walked into the new coffee shop that had cropped up about a month ago. Sam raved about it, saying it was even better than Two Beans. Steve was skeptical, but figured it couldn't hurt to try it. After studying the menu for a moment, Steve approached the counter. "Hey, can I get a large iced Americano?" Steve flashed a smile. The barista spun around to face Steve, and wow, okay, he was pretty, really pretty. "Anything else?" the barista asked with a cheerful tone. Steve squinted at his name tag. "Anthony." Yeah, can I get the donut with red, white, and blue sprinkles?" "That'll be all, thank you," Steve said, pulling out his wallet. Anthony tapped a few things on the register, then looked up. "All right, that'll be $7.52. Steve handed him a 10, and after Anthony handed back the change, he waited for his coffee. Anthony caught Steve's attention when he set down a coffee and bag in front of him. "Here you go, Mr. America," Tony sang, grinning. "Mr. America?" Steve arched an eyebrow. Anthony shrugged. "You ordered an Americano. You got a donut with red, white, and blue sprinkles. You're wearing a t-shirt with the flag on it, and I think that's an eagle tattoo on your bicep." He studied Steve. "You're right. Mr. America doesn't sound right. You look like a captain. Captain America." Steve couldn't help a laugh. "You make me sound like a superhero." He grabbed his coffee, taking a sip. "Wow, this is amazing. This is even better than Two Beans. I can't ever remember having a coffee this good," he marveled, staring at the cup. "Darling, you sound surprised," Anthony winked at him, smirking. "Who owns this place, anyway?" Steve asked, leaning against the counter. Business was slow. Steve had come just after the breakfast, but before the lunch rush. Anthony shrugged. "Hell if I know. Some Anon guy with money, I'd guess." Steve nodded. "You like working here?" Anthony narrowed his eyes almost playfully. "Now, now, are you supposed to be my boss or something? Some undercover boss type shit? Because if so, I plead the fifth." "No, no," Steve laughed. "Just some artist who's curious." He held up his hands. "Well, in that case, yes, which I'm totally not saying in case you're lying," Tony said, grabbing his own cup of coffee and sipping it. Steve shook his head. "I can show you my portfolio if I need to convince you I'm not your boss." "Sure, sure." Anthony gave him a mock glare. "Of course you have an alibi." "What can I say? I'm prepared." Steve winked. Tony loved working as a barista. The majority of the people treated him as an equal. There were, of course, the people who saw Tony as someone worth less than them because of his badge and apron. No one knew who he was. "Pepper, these glasses really do work. Get me some more." Tall, blonde, and gorgeous, making his order looked entertaining, downright delicious, the kind of man that would make Tony say, "Yes, sir, no, sir," in whatever way he asked. "Shut up, Clint. This is just a natural response. An iced Americano, typical pretty blue-eyed boy, probably wants a cookie, too. Nope, just a red, white, and blue donut." Tony started humming the Star-Spangled Banner under his breath. "Oh, you can star-spangle my ass anytime, sunshine." Tony really should not have been listening so intently, but the noise that old Blue Eyes made when he tried the coffee was orgasmic, literally. Tony was pretty certain that would be the exact noise he would make when... "So, who owns this place, anyway?" Ah, chit-chat. Tony could chit-chat. Captain America, as Tony had decided, definitely a giving orders type of guy, was surprisingly entertaining. "Shut up, Clint. This is not cliche." Every time Tall, Blonde, and Gorgeous came into the shop, Clint made it a big deal to make sure that it was Tony who served him, spouting some shit about it being true love and that Tony should trust Clint. Clint was an expert about this stuff. Tony fired something back about Clint being an expert with his right hand and the internet. Clint shut up for a while after that. Despite all his complaining, Tony really enjoyed talking to him, even though he had no clue what the guy's name was. Tall, Blonde, and Gorgeous was one of the few people Tony had spoken to in a while that could make him forget he was Tony Stark. For him, he was just Anthony. It was nice. Pepper had been commenting on how the quality of his work had improved. Everything was less rushed. The board was certainly appreciating it. His therapist was saying that he was less stressed now. Rhodey was saying Tony was happier now, and so on. The benefits seemed endless. "See, I told you this was a good idea, Pepper." "Why don't you ask him his name?" Clint's good friend and spy twin Natasha asked one day. She didn't work at Why Not, but she was there so often, Tony might as well have hired her already. "Natasha, no one asked for your opinion," Tony said, scowling. Natasha rolled her eyes, tapping manicured nails against the counter. "I'm aware no one asked. But you've been drooling over him for so many weeks that Clint refuses to shut up about it. Like, at all. Damn, Romanoff, if you're so desperate to know his name, why don't you ask him? It wasn't a question or really a suggestion, just Tony trying to get the topic of conversation away from his painfully obvious crush. Okay, I will. And I'll get his number and a date. She slid off the countertop. Why don't you get yourself a date and stay off my damn surfaces? Tony yelled at her, waving his towel after her. I get laid more often than you, Anthony, Natasha hummed, taking a sip of a piping hot cappuccino. Besides, I was going to get a date for you. I'm more interested in Blondie's friend than him. Man bun, you mean? Clint shouted from the back room. Guy only has one arm and he still scares the fuck out of me. Natasha smirked. I like a challenge. Tony shook his head, staring at her as he was washing the counter she'd just been sitting on. Your ability to turn stereotypes on their head will never cease to amaze me, Tony said. Natasha only arched an eyebrow, shrugging. Speak of the devil, Natasha purred. Then tall, blonde, and gorgeous came in with his friend Man Bun. You're on, Natasha mouthed Tony, then slid out of the way of the ordering counter. Tony resisted the urge to fix his hair in a mirror and swept around the counter. What can I get for you boys? Tony flashed his best playboy grin. I'll have a large iced Americano and... Bucky, what do you want? Tall, blonde, and gorgeous glanced over at his friend. Man Bun, or Bucky, Tony supposed his name was, sighed, making a face at the menu. Just a large hot chocolate, he said. That all? Tony asked, and was met with nods. He typed in the order, tall, blonde, and gorgeous paid, and Tony went to making the order. Hey, Blondie, Clint shouted, poking his head out of the back room. Anthony wants your number. Tall, blonde, and gorgeous blushed, while Bucky snickered. Really? Tall, blonde, and gorgeous asked, and God, Tony was going to die if that was hope in his voice. Clint, you're fired from being my wingman, Tony shouted over his shoulder. When was I hired? Clint yelled back. Tony ignored him. Tall, blonde, and gorgeous smiled. Got a pen? He asked. And Tony tried not to turn redder than Natasha's hair, handing over his pencil. Tall, blonde, and gorgeous wrote something down on a napkin, then handed it to Tony. I'm Steve, by the way. Tony forgot every word in the English language at that moment, and it took him a second to respond. Steve, yeah, okay. Nice to meet you, Steve. You know, if the ground wants to open up and swallow me now, that would be great. Tony had been turned into a schoolgirl by this stupid Steve. Steve with his stupid blue eyes and his stupid shoulders, stupid smile, stupid teeth. Tony could do this. He was Tony Stark, owner of Stark Industries. He could talk to thousands of people at once. He'd been in the public eye since he was 4. He could get a stupid date with stupid Steve America. Yes, Natasha, that's his name. You too, Anthony. Steve's lips curved up sinfully. What the ever-loving fuck? Oh, send my prayers to Tesla. That shouldn't be legal. What time do you get off? We could go and grab dinner or something? Or not. I mean, if you're not free, we don't have to. Tony's face must have done something wrong because Steve trailed off, already forming the words to backpedal and take it all back. Shit, shit, shit. Don't scare him off before you've even had one date, Tony. Of course. I'll finish my shift and then we can go grab something to eat. Tony must have said something right, thank God, because Steve's face lit up. He reached forward to grab his drink and donut. Can't forget those sprinkles. Mr. America needs his freedom. Tony handed Steve his order. That sounds great, Steve smiled, then frowned. I didn't order a donut. On the house, Tony winked, because see, yes, he could be suave. He was still a playboy here. I get off at 4:30. Steve blushed, and fuck, why was that so hot? Sounds great. I'll pick you up. My treat. The end.